Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer, TNA Hall of Famer, and one of the greatest tag team wrestlers of all time, Bully Ray and I talk about WWE's WrestleMania Backlash. And man, did we see a banger. How about that main event, that six-man tag with Roman Reigns? We may not have wanted to see it, but we saw it last night. And I can tell you why. It was the match you had to see. And where Roman Reigns is now among one of the greatest WWE champions of all time. Also, we talk about the opening contest between Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes right now on the Busted Open Podcast. I am extremely excited for this morning show, Bully. Why? Because what we saw last night with WWE WrestleMania Backlash, and I think this is almost like a common occurrence when it comes to the WWE and some of these pay-per-views, that we're not crazy about the build, but we absolutely love the show. You put a poll up after the show last night, thumbs up or thumbs down, which you always do after a Raw, Dynamite, SmackDown, yada, yada. You put it up, and it was a landslide. 80% loved it, 20% gave it a thumbs down. And my question coming out of that poll that you put up last night, Bully, is how the hell did 20% of fans who watched that show give it a thumbs down? I thought that show was great. And the four rematches, Bully, that we saw last night were better than the match that we saw at WrestleMania.
20% with thumbs down. I'm kind of taken back by that also. Not quite sure what people watched last night that would have had them voting thumbs down, saying they didn't like the show. You could probably, hypothesize that half of those people are just haters. Half of those people are fans of other wrestling companies that will never love the WWE.
And this is one of those unfortunate circumstances, Bully, where, you know, WrestleMania, when you have a match at WrestleMania, it's going to be there for a lifetime. How many times fans go back and watch WrestleManias? Because that's what you do. It's the biggest show of the year. I don't think a lot of people 20 years from now, 25 years from now, are going to go back and watch Backlash from 2022. But they should, because that match was everything that we love about pro wrestling. And the guy that's at the top of the mountain, the guy that steers the ship, and the biggest wrestler in the world of pro wrestling in 2022, who was in that main event last night, is your WWE champion, and that's Roman Reigns. And I think last night, Bully, was another example of why that guy is at the head of the table.
Roman is the guy, period. You know, at the end of the pay-per-view, when Roman and Heyman and the Usos were walking up the aisleway or the ramp, and the camera was closing, getting a close-up of Roman, Roman looked at the camera and he said, "From day one, born and bred." And I was like, wow, what a line. Because it's so true. whether you're talking about the entire Samoan bloodline or he's talking about Roman himself, it makes sense. Because from day one, Roman was born and bred for this spot. Dave, I've told the story, excuse me, on the air before. Sorry, man, my voice this morning. Having a little trouble with it. My bad. I've told the story on the air before, and I told you yesterday, we were having a conversation on the phone. I'll never forget 2016. I think we were doing a Raw or SmackDown from Boston, and it was me and Devon versus Roman in a handicap match, a two-on-one match. And this is during the Roman rebuild period, right after the Rumble had kind of gone awry for him when he kind of got booed out of Philadelphia, even standing next to The Rock. And I went into Vince's office and I said, Vince, why don't we try to bring out a real edge in Roman tonight? What if Roman beats the crap out of me and Devon so bad that he winds up getting himself DQ'd? But in getting DQ'd, he took out a tag team all by himself. And Vince was like, Bubba, that's a great idea. Let's do whatever we have to do to get him over, because this is the guy that's going to be putting food on our table for the next 10 years. Think about that, Dave. I was face-to-face with Vince McMahon in his office. He tells this to me. Think about it. Vince is saying, this is the guy. This is my guy, my hand-picked guy. And now Roman Reigns is saying, born and bred from day one. For me, that's just like being a part of that timeline, to be a part of it, to see it, to hear what Vince said, to hear what Roman said last night. Roman is doing a fantastic job. The entire bloodline is doing a fantastic job. And I loved that main event last night.
Bully, and we'll get into that main event last night. But to your point in that conversation that we had yesterday where you relayed that story, and thank you for telling it on the air today, because I think it does describe what we're seeing on WWE TV week in and week out. I said to you, I said, this reign that Roman is currently on, I think this goes above and beyond John Cena levels. And then you said, you know what? I'd love to hear, like, who had comparable reigns? Like, who has had a longer reign right now than Roman Reigns? And funny, what did we hear last night before that main event? Michael Cole told you all the wrestlers in the WWE that have had a longer reign than Roman Reigns. And think of these names. Bruno Sammartino with two reigns longer than Roman. Bob Backlund, Hulk Hogan, and Pedro Morales. Those are the names that have had a longer championship reign in the WWE than Roman Reigns. John Cena, we all know he's had multiple reigns. His longest reign, 380 days. Right now, Roman Reigns at 638 days for this current reign. This is on another level, and this tells you, Bully, the story you just relayed to the Busted Open Nation, this is the guy for the next 10 years. He really is. He is that dominant champion that people are going to be talking about 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the road.
I don't want to jump too far ahead, but I know we're going to discuss Roman's comments from the live event in Trenton.
Yes.
That would allow me to believe that his schedule is going to become more friendly to his championship reign lasting as long as possible.
And I just want to say he addressed the crowd at the end of a live event Saturday night in Trenton. And what he said is that he had been in that arena a few times. This could be the last time that you may see him here. So a lot of people were speculating, could we be seeing the end of Roman's career? I do not think, behind any reason, that this is the end for Roman Reigns. I think that is a smaller arena in Trenton that's part of the live event loop for the WWE. I think now Roman is at that level, Bully, where he's not going to be doing smaller arena shows on a loop for live events. This is now a guy that when you want to see him wrestle, it's going to be on TV and it's going to be at major events.
Dave, you said he's at how many days right now?
638.
So let's just say that championship stays on him until WrestleMania of next year. That would probably put him over 1,000 days, yes. Correct?
Yes.
At 1,000 days, where does he rank right now?
Well, right, he would probably, because here are the numbers. Bruno's longest reign, believe it or not, 2,803 days. Backlund's 2,135. Hogan, 1,474. A second Bruno reign, 1,237. And Pedro Morales at 1,027 days. So he will probably definitely beat Pedro's record. So that makes he'll be amongst Backlund, Hogan, and Bruno.
I mean, think about it, where he is in his career, everything that he's dealt with, and now he's already on that list. I don't think there's anybody that can. I don't think there's any argument out there against Roman. He was number one in my draft pick a couple of weeks ago from the Masters class. Yep. He was the guy that I would want to be there as my first pick. Everything he's doing. I mean, last night, I loved it when Roman finally tagged in. And then he starts to argue with Heyman about whether Roman's like, no, I want to get in. I want to get in. Heyman's like, no, 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 you don't have to do this. You're the tribal chief. Why? Roman's like, I want to get in. The minute Roman got in the ring, I was saying to myself, please tag out. Please tag out. These people will boo the hell out of you. And then Roman tagged out. And that is great. Old school heel heat 101. He did not do anything special. He didn't do anything unique. He didn't do anything outside of the box. He took something that is so old, but he made it his own and it worked. And then he started jaw jacking with the crowd and they bought right into it. Roman Reigns has the WWE universe in the palm of his hand.
It's and Paul, our producer, just sent me a note, and it's so true. When you think of these names, Pedro Morales, Bruno Sammartino, Hulk Hogan, Bob Backlund, Bully, you've said this 1,000 times on this show. WWE loves the babyface champion. You look over time, it's usually a babyface that's holding this championship. We're talking about a length of reign that's making history in the WWE, and Roman's a heel. This is so uncharted territory for the WWE right now. It's so special and so unique. I think it's another reason why this reign is as special as it is, Bully.
And talking about heels as WWE champions for lengthy periods of time, which is very rare, who is the number one heel for a lengthy period of time in the WWE?
I mean, I guess CM Punk.
I would say go back a little bit farther. You got to go back farther. Maybe you're just forgetting somebody.
Superstar Billy Graham.
Superstar Billy Graham. Now, I don't know how many days he was champion, but when I think of true heels, I don't really think of Punk on the same level as a superstar Billy Graham. I'm sure Punk was doing great heel work while he was champion, but superstar Billy Graham was a heel back when people were completely buying in. I mean, superstar Billy Graham sold out the Garden. I don't know. I forget the amount of times. I'm sure Dr. Mike Leno's listening at 6:15 a.m. out there on the West Coast right now, and he'll send me 9 emails about it. I'm just kidding, Mike. It's all good. 296 days, says Paul, about how long Superstar was champion, but he sold out the Garden a bunch of times as the heel champion, which was a very big deal. So heel champions, I think, a Superstar Billy Graham, and if we're putting Roman Reigns in the same breath as Superstar Billy Graham, that to me is a hell of a compliment.
And at this point, Roman has now doubled the length of time as champion as somebody like Superstar Billy Graham.
Hi, everyone. Lindsay Rhodes here. A little bit sad that the NFL draft is in the rearview mirror. It's one of my favorite things on the NFL calendar, but it gave us lots of new things to dive into on my podcast, The NFL Roadshow. Who got better? Whose picks left us scratching our heads? Which players do we need to put on our radar now for fantasy? It's a lot to digest, and we will do so with new episodes every Thursday for the rest of the offseason. So please join us, subscribe, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Let's get into the main event. And I said I was going to eat some crow this morning concerning that main event. And here it goes, Bully. Last time we were on together, I said, my goodness, they promoted a unification tag match between the Usos and RK-Bro. And now it's going to be a six-man tag. Who cares? Why are they doing that? How could you promote something like that and then completely change your mind to make it a meaningless match like the one that they were going to present to us last night? Let me say this. I am happy that we got the six-man tag that we got last night, because now this goes back to Hogan era type shit. And that is when your world champion is involved in a match, it elevates it to a point that it's bigger than anything else. I was thinking to myself, Bully, when it was Charlotte and Ronda in that I Quit match and it was on as early as it was, I was like, oh my God, this should be the main event. Are they really going to make that six-man tag the main event? It's a meaningless match. It doesn't mean squat. You know what? I'm here to tell you, those days are now over. When Roman Reigns is involved in any kind of match, whether it's for the world championship, a tag match with one of his cousins, or a six-man tag like we saw last night, it is automatically the main event of the evening.
Some people on social media said, hey, Bubba, don't you think that Charlotte and Ronda should have been in the main event? And normally, yeah, you can make a case for that. And I've argued that in the past. But when you have a star like a Roman Reigns, and hey, like a Randy Orton, they will take precedent at times. Now, Dave, you were bitching, moaning, and complaining about the tag match being turned into a six-man. I even said I wasn't exactly happy about it. But what did I say about the main event before last night happened?
What did you say?
I said you got to give the match a chance because I'm sure the match is going to be entertaining. I said that last week. And what did we get? We got, I mean, I don't go by the way people chant, but people were chanting towards the end of the match, this is awesome. Those people were on their feet. Those people were having a great time. The six man, yeah, everything that they did made sense. They registered, they sold, everybody got over in that match. It worked.
Bully, it's more than just entertaining. And you're 100%
and
correct.
Wait, and hold on one second. You just said the word entertaining. I said the word entertaining, and it's called World Wrestling Entertainment. We got more of one thing last night than we normally get from World Wrestling Entertainment, and that was what?
Wrestling.
Pro wrestling. You wanted pro wrestling? You got pro wrestling last night.
Without a doubt. And I was going to say, to your point, the entertainment aspect, absolutely. But it's also a perception thing. Roman is now at that level when he's on a show. And going back to those comments he made in Trenton on Saturday, what did he say specifically? I'm at a new phase in my career. So this is probably going to be the last time you're going to see me here. What does that mean? I'm done playing the 5,000, 6,000 seat arenas unless it's a Raw, a SmackDown, or a pay-per-view. What he means by new phase in his career, it's not that he's stepping away. It is now he is on that upper echelon. And you felt it last night, Bully. To me, last night's match was a significant match and moment in the history and career of Roman Reigns. That's where I said, all right, this guy's at Hogan level. And when I mean Hogan level, let me go back to July 15th, 1984. The biggest feud that was going on at that time was Jimmy Superfly Snuka and Rowdy Roddy Piper. It was right off the heels of that controversial Piper's Pit with the coconut, right, Bully?
Yes.
And I remember seeing it, and I remember Jimmy Snuka and Roddy Piper were in the middle of the card. And I'm saying to myself, how is this match in the middle of the card? This is what everybody came to see. And I was proven wrong by the main event. What was the main event? Adrian Adonis and Dick Murdoch and Big John Studd going up against Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan. And how did I know I was wrong? By Hulk Hogan's presence and the way the fans reacted during that match. He's a fucking main eventer. Roman Reigns is a main eventer and nothing else. From here on out, Bully, Roman Reigns should never be in a match that is not the main event on the card.
If you want to get longevity out of Roman, there's no reason why Roman has to work these smaller live events anymore. There's always the risk of injury in any event you're at, but you want to cut down on that risk. Roman should only be working the bigger house shows, the bigger live events. Now, listen, back in the day when Rock was on top, when Steve was on top, while Trips was on top, while Hogan was on top, they worked all these shows also, but things are a little bit different for the WWE these days. And the amount of stars like they've made with a Roman Reigns are few and far between. So you want to preserve that star any and every chance you get. Listen, live event business isn't what it used to be. People are going to, let's just take Trenton. People are going to show up in Trenton just to see the WWE. If Roman is on the card, yeah, maybe you'll get a couple of hundred more people, maybe even 1,000 more people. But that's not going to make or break a company that continues to report quarterly dividends up in the hundreds of millions of dollars. It's not going to make a difference. So WWE will roll into Trenton and those other smaller towns, give you a quality WWE live event where you go home with a smile on your face, and that's it. And they will preserve stars like Roman Reigns.
Yeah. And you know what? Let's give credit where credit is due. You mentioned that quarterly period where WWE had one of their best financials ever. Roman's your champ. So, you know, you got to give credit where credit is due. I'm going to give some credit to Roman Reigns and now that being the number one guy. There's no two championships. I never want to see a WWE championship and a Universal Championship ever again. That is not the way the WWE should do business now. There's one world champion, and that champion is Roman Reigns.
And think about what you just said, Dave. Roman has only been the combined champion now for, what, a month since WrestleMania? And now you never want to see that championship split up again, right?
You can't water down Roman Reigns, what he's been able to accomplish here. You can't water it down with another championship.
And this is why I think we're going to see that championship around the waist of Roman Reigns for a long time. They don't want anybody else to be champion. They don't want it to be watered. Roman's reign, no pun intended, to be watered down at all. They want it to be as legitimate as possible. Yes, when Roman eventually loses, you're going to be able to say, well, you know, he was champion, but there was another champion also. They're going to want to get as many quality days underneath his belt. And Dave, I would not be surprised if Roman has the gas in his tank that I think he does, with things going the way they are, I wouldn't be surprised if there was some type of run made at Bruno's record.
You know what? You and I had the biggest argument we ever had here over something silly like, is it Cena's record or is it Flair's record? You said Cena, I said Flair. That got a lot of people talking. Bully, I agree with you. Why not? Now, for that to happen, he's gonna have to be champion for another 2.5 years. But who's to say that that won't happen? Bully, what's all the scuttlebutt and talk about with this next year's WrestleMania? Hopefully we're going to see Roman and The Rock, right? That's what everybody's talking about. The bloodline ends with Roman and Rock. If Roman and Rock are in the ring together, Rock ain't winning. You don't put Roman in the ring with Rock for Rock to win. Roman would beat The Rock at WrestleMania, and to Bully's point, this reign will continue.
And that's what you want to happen, and that's why I feel like they're going to take shows like Trenton out of the equation. They're going to cut down on the risk for Roman. Yes, Roman will be at Raw's. Roman will be at SmackDown's. Raw will be at the Garden. Roman will be at Raw. Roman will be at SmackDown. Roman will be at all the big pay-per-views. He'll be at the bigger live events. But they're going to do anything and everything possible to make sure that he is preserved for a long run.
Yeah, and the way they're presenting the landscape of the WWE right now, I mean, Bully, it's safe to say there's nobody even close. I mean, I guess the closest would be a Cody Rhodes right now. I don't know if there's any wrestler on that roster that even comes close to the persona of a champion like Roman Reigns right now.
No, I don't see anybody out there right now. We always talk very high praise to Randy Orton. But I don't even see Randy being that same level as a Roman right now. I'm not talking about in the ring as far as pro wrestler or talent wise. Randy is superior to just about everybody. I'm talking about the entire package that comes with it. You know, the Usos are very important to this whole bloodline. Also, this whole family, this whole Samoan dynasty bloodline, everybody is just as important as the other. And what a lot of people don't realize is Heyman has a very, very significant link to the entire Samoan dynasty. I mean, Paul used to drive with Afa and Sika. Paul knows the Samoan. Paul being the manager of the SST back in the day, the Samoan SWAT team in WCW. Paul has been a friend to the Samoan family for a long, long time. So this story has so much depth, so many layers, goes way beneath the surface. I love the Usos being there as part of the family. I'd love to see the kid from NXT come up also.
Solo, yes.
Solo. I'd love to see an entire Samoan family when the time is right. And then when the time is right, that's when The Rock comes back.
Hi, everyone. This is Hall of Fame sportscaster Leslie Visser. After 45 years of covering everything in sports, I've been lucky to know some of the greatest personalities, storytellers, and legends. And I bring it all to my podcast, In Conversation with Leslie Visser. You'll hear from coaches, players, authors, and celebrities like Kansas City Chiefs superfan Eric Stonestreet.
There are a few immediate yeses, and talking to you was an immediate yes.
New episodes come out every Thursday. I hope you'll listen and subscribe wherever you stream your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Bully, I said at the beginning of the show that I liked Cody and Seth better last night than I did at WrestleMania. And coming off the heels of WrestleMania, I thought Cody and Seth was the best match at WrestleMania and was a candidate for match of the year. So if I cannot give higher praise to a match than what we saw from Cody and Seth last night.
What about last night made you like the match better than the WrestleMania match?
Just the emotions, the story. Think about this. Cody and Seth from WrestleMania. It's Cody's back. He's in the WWE. weren't 100% sure that's who we were going to see. I was speculating it might be The Undertaker, and it was Cody. Great reaction from 77,000 fans. Great moment for Cody Rhodes, right? Last night, and then, you know what? There's some people, and Cody actually said this on Broken Skull Sessions with Stone Cold Steve Austin, which was phenomenal. Hey, maybe that's a little bit of a fluke. Maybe it's a one-time thing. Who knows? Last night, first of all, that crowd in Providence, Rhode Island, by the way, sold-out crowd in Providence, Rhode Island. How great, Bully, is it to have sold-out crowds again? Like, I think a year ago, they were still in the freaking Thunderdome. Amazing. Crowd into it. Great entrance. Again, a different kind of entrance. They're not doing the underground to above, which is fine with what they're doing in the WWE. It was about the story. Right off the bat, what did Cody do? Did the fall to the back, wants to do that punch. You know, vintage Cody. Seth blocked it. Right away, Corey Graves, who to me, you now have to put in the upper echelon of commentators right now, just based on the job that he did last night. We'll talk about that a lot and on the show this morning. It's about Seth Rollins outsmarting Cody Rhodes. Seth did his homework. He scouted Cody. It's not being taken by surprise like he was at WrestleMania. Now he did his homework, and they told a beautiful story of Seth trying to outsmart Cody. And then at the end of the match, what happened? Cody outsmarted Seth, beat Seth at his own game. I love the story that those two guys told last night in that ring.
So you were okay with Cody hooking the tights to win?
Yes, I was.
Why?
Because Seth tried it on him. It didn't work. He used the leverage, and he outsmarted Seth. That was the story that they were telling last night. Seth was trying to outsmart Cody. Cody outsmarted Seth.
I get it, and I understand it. It still never sits right with me where the babyface has to hook the tights. It's one of those things where I look at it and go, oh, are they trying to protect Seth just a little bit too much? I mean, now maybe this will lead to Cody versus Seth 3, where Seth can be bitching and complaining and saying he hooked the tights, and maybe we get another match, and maybe it's a very clean finish. I liked everything that I got from Cody and Seth last night. You know, I saw Ryan McKinnell tweet about how I'm always talking about, you know, Detroit Rock City and how Cody and Seth had a perfect opportunity to be Detroit Rock City last night. And they were great placement of that match to open the show. A great spot for Cody. Cody is still relatively new back to the WWE universe. You want to give people an opportunity to really, you know, connect with him. They were very much into Cody last night. Good match. Everything good. They have great chemistry. I don't know how I feel about the hooking of the tights, but I can let it go.
You know what, Bully? I understand where you're coming from. It's almost like I felt watching that match last night by the hooking of the tights. It was a good exclamation point on the story they were telling last night, and it also sets it up for a third match. Now, I know Cody said in an exclusive interview afterwards, it's time to move on. No, I want to see another match. I'm going to say something, Bully, that a lot of people might think is fucking crazy, but I'm going to say it right now. You ready?
Ready.
Flair Steamboat, Okada Omega, Rollins and Cody.
I think you're just saying that just to stir people up.
Flair and Steamboat, Okada and Omega, Seth and Cody.
I think you're saying that just to stir people up.
Flair, no, I mean, I really think, Bully, when you look at those two matches, and we can argue, obviously, Flair and Steamboat had a trilogy of matches that is second to none. Okada and Omega, you know, put New Japan on another level, and people in the States fell in love with New Japan based on the series of matches Okada and Omega had. I am going to put Seth and Cody in the conversation because of something that you just said at the beginning of the show. Entertainment, fun, entertaining, sports entertainment. This is the pro wrestling aspect that I think needs a little bit more in the WWE, and they're getting it now. They have the chemistry together. Listen, Cody's one of the best wrestlers in the world. Seth Rollins is one of the best wrestlers in the world. I expect magic when they're in the ring together, but you need chemistry to have that. Bully, you know, you could put two great superstars in the ring and they don't mesh. These two mesh. They had a WrestleMania match that I feel is one of the best matches, if not the best of the match of the year that I've seen so far. And they outdid themselves last night. I can't wait to see those two in the ring again.
I would love to know how people think about what you just said by comparing the two matches that Seth and Cody just had to Okada, Omega, or Flair and Steamboat. I mean, that's a hell of a take right there. And I'm sure the nation is going to have an opinion on that.
That's fine.
Whether they want to call in or hit us up on the Twitter machine. I think you're going to definitely press some buttons with that one.
That's fine. And you know what? I don't care because Bully, you know me. I'm going to tell you. And you know how much of a Flair fan that I am. Ric Flair is the greatest of all time, in my opinion. There is nobody that even comes close, in my opinion. And those three matches that they had in 89 are amazing. Okada Omega got Bully and I together to the point that we're talking to you this morning on Busted Open. If it wasn't for those series of matches, we wouldn't be happy. I love what I'm seeing between those two and the chemistry between those two. Now, by being honest, Bully, and Bully, you are always honest on our air. People may love and agree, and people may disagree, but you're always honest on this air. I have to be as well. And there's something that really bothered me during that match last night. And listen, Jimmy Smith has done an amazing job on Monday Night Raw. Jimmy Smith has been nice enough to come on this air as a guest. Jimmy Smith, Bully, is part of our family here on SiriusXM Fight Nation. But there was something that he said last night and something that Byron Saxton said last night that really, really bothered me, Bully. And I don't know if you caught it. But during that match, they talked about ring rust. And Byron mentioned ring rust and Jimmy Smith mentioned ring rust. Well, they said, don't forget, he hasn't been in the ring in 6 years. You're going to develop some ring rust. Corey Graves did a phenomenal job, jumped on that and said, whoa, wait a second. He hasn't been in the WWE in 6 years, but he has performed at a high level since he's been gone. Nice save by Corey Graves because, Bully, this day and age, you can't do Andre and Hogan at WrestleMania 3 in front of 93,000 fans and tell the audience that Andre has never been slammed or is undefeated. That's not going to work anymore, and it's not going to work this day and age in pro wrestling. The fans are too smart. There's too much information out there. You can't get away with comments like that. Nice save by Corey Graves last night.
I totally agree. Fans are much smarter than that. Yeah, there might be some younger fans in the WWE universe who don't know, but for the most part, people get it. They know where Cody's been over the past 6 years. They know where he's been the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think very highly of Corey. I think Corey does a great job there. I like the interaction between the three of them. But, yes, I agree with you. That was a great save. He has been performing at a high level. Maybe not the level of the WWE, but still high enough a level to not have the ring rust that was suggested by Jimmy Smith.
And you say it, too, sometimes with Dynamite, right? Where Jim Ross will say something that it's like, you know why JR is saying that? For his credibility. You know, he's got to say something about the officiating or whatever it is, right? Because Jim Ross is what we expect from a commentator, a Hall of Fame commentator. I felt like Corey Graves did that as well. Like, I got to make the save here. I got to make the save here to show some of my credibility as well. I can't let that comment go past without making a comment about it.
I see where you're coming from, but I see it from a different point of view.
Go ahead.
When JR says what he says about the blatant breaking of the rules in AEW or the questionable refereeing, he is protecting himself because JR knows what he's seeing is wrong. And if JR is going to be one of the greatest announcers of all time, he can't just play along with everybody. He has to cover his own ass because he knows that JR would never agree with this. What Corey did last night was cover Cody's ass. Big difference. I don't think Corey was, you know, protecting himself. I think what he was doing was covering Cody's ass, saying, what? Hold on, Jimmy. Let's not be too hard on this guy because he has been wrestling at a higher level for a long time, at a high level for a long time, or the past 6 years. So that's the difference I see there. I announce always has a responsibility to talent to get and keep talent over. I think that's what Corey did last night for Cody.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.